The Africa Report.
Monsieur Jean-Jacques, bonjour, comment ça va?
Bonjour to you, Abs. Ça va très bien, comme d'habitude, hein?
Okay, now you just upgraded now. Okay, Joe is also laughing because we are all used to the bonjour, all of that. What did you say now?
I said, ça va. The answer to comment ça va. It goes well, but I say, as ever, comme d'habitude, you know, like it always has been good with me.
All right, we learn something new every day.
It's
like habit. Okay. We learn something new every day. Nonetheless, let's talk about Environment Summit in Nairobi. What's the latest there?
Let me inform you, there's this U.S. Environmental Agency meeting in Nairobi, and the thing that they look to doing is controlling the plastic pollution. You know that there is more plastic than fish in the sea at the moment, it's unsustainable the way it's carrying on. I've heard of plans to kind of mine the plastic in the sea because it comes together and cohesives, but we've got to get legislation, because at the moment we have legislation to stop ships dumping plastic overboard, but there's nothing to stop the plastic just coming in from the land, and it's unsustainable. And it's choking our planet to death. So the United States is at this conference. That's good to see, given the Donald Trump's poor record on pollution and denialism on pollution. But the U.S. just has this habit of not getting in on international legislation. So if something does come up, will they support it and support it properly?
And then the latest coming out of Burundi.
Well, you know, Burundi, of course, has had been in real trouble since 2015 when Pierre Nkurunziza decided to go for an unconstitutional extra term in power. And they've had a lot of violence and so on. They're talking about it in Arusha in Tanzania in the fourth round of talks. They've broken into two groups, you know, the parties and then civil society, church and youth groups and the others. But there are even splits within that. The fourth round was supposed to be the last, and that they're starting this round. But the Burundian government has already fired a shot saying that there will be no power sharing. The only way of getting power in Burundi, they say, is by elections. And, of course, they've managed to do that, but they also haven't managed to bring peace to the country.
All right. And news that I've been waiting for so long. Nigeria finally taking on properly Boko Haram.
Yes, indeed. But, you know, the way they're doing this is to bring fortified garrison towns and then ring them with farms. And that's one way of containing Boko Haram. But, you know, in that eight-year insurgency they have. But the fact is that on the rest of the country or on the northeast of the country, the farmers are left to fend for themselves. So this is an admission by the authorities in Nigeria that they really can't control Boko Haram. It's an admission of the reality, but it will bring some security, and it is a concrete step. Let's hope they can carry it on from there. You know, we've had leaders, successive leaders, saying, well, we're controlling Boko Haram. It seems that they're not.
You know, it's just one of those things. I'm thinking to myself, they are in the same country as you are in. You have a military. What is so difficult? But I suppose it's my lack of knowledge when it comes to military tactics, I would imagine.
I think it's size. I think it's magnitude. And then just how remote parts are. You know, that's what guerrillas take and terrorists take advantage of. And they're able to do it in spades in Nigeria, and then they've even moved beyond the borders.
I hear you. Monsieur Jean-Jacques, merci beaucoup.
Adama.
I still have it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. That was Monsieur Jean-Jacques Konish. Speaking in French, we continue to learn our French, but merci means thank you. Adama says that till tomorrow.